I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Hey, mates.
Welcome to Great Mates.
Looks like I actually scared you then.
Welcome to my hell. Not only do I have to listen to that, but we've come back for a second week of Snyder Cut talk, haven't we?
Snyder Cut. It's like I wake up and the first words that come out of my mouth was, I was right.
I was right.
I believed.
Great Mates! But I guess even more exciting than the Snyder Cut, if it's exciting at all, is the fact that we're back in the same room.
How weird is that?
Looking at your beautiful face, not on a computer screen.
How long has it been?
Oh, God, I'd hazard a guess.
I reckon nearly about 2 months.
Yeah, or close to 2 months.
Yeah.
Maybe we actually have an episode that says when it was.
I guess so. But I'm never looking.
Never looking. Not going to actually fact check a thing. I feel like it's been close to 3 years.
At least.
Since we've been in the same room.
We actually tried to film this episode and the previous one, and I got all the light gear out.
Yeah.
And the room like looks like a fucking studio at the moment. There's cables and shit everywhere.
I'm sweating. I'm actually sweating because of the Hollywood style lights you've got in here. And that's not a joke.
No.
It's like quite bright.
It's very fucking bright. It's actually making you look like very aesthetic.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
And there's no cameras on it. So that's great.
That's it. And I went to hit go on the camera. And because we took so long, the fuck around the camera died.
Yeah.
But I don't give a shit.
Good times. Hey,
next time.
Hollywood,
maybe,
baby.
Maybe we can like tease something up where we can actually start doing camera with like, Our video, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Camera with our video. Good camera, fucking words.
Hey, I know what you're saying.
Camera with our video.
I know what you mean.
Fuck
my
life.
There's we can release director's cuts.
Hey, that's it.
You know, we could bring
out the Troy cut.
Yeah, we could just do a normal episode and then have 3.5 more hours of just probably us just sitting here.
Yeah,
not
maybe.
Doing much. But completed, fully completed and ready to release to the world. If HBO gives us $20 to $30 million more to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, talking about HBO, I've been watching, like, I've been looking into the HBO catalog a little bit because, like, they do make outstanding shows. Like,
they do.
It's, you know how you can go to Coles or Woolies and you can buy, like, Tim Tams?
Yeah.
And you can buy, like, the Coles version of Tim Tams and, like,
Tom Toms.
Tom Toms.
Yeah.
And they're okay, but they're no Tim Tam.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like every other show in the world is a generic brand.
Yep.
And any HBO show is Tim Tams.
Absolutely. Game of Thrones.
Never seen it. Heard it's okay.
It's fine.
But I heard the production on it's pretty good.
Production's pretty good. Speaking of pretty good, Curb Your Enthusiasm, HBO show.
Oh, is that a HBO show?
It certainly
is,
my friend.
Not know that.
Absolutely magnificent. Wow. Barry. All of these shows that you haven't seen.
Hang on. Barry. Like with... Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. What is that?
Isn't Barry the one with the like little unicorn?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
Barry's with Bill Hader from SNL, or is a hitman that decides he wants to be an actor.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It is cool. It's on HBO.
Yeah. But you know, it's one of the best HBO shows.
What?
Silicon Valley.
Oh, true. Yes. Another very good
one. Did you watch the last season of Silicon Valley?
I did.
Fuck, that's the best ending for a TV show I've ever seen.
I wouldn't say that, but I feel like, hear me out. I feel like it's fitting for the show.
Yes.
Like zero spoilers for if you haven't seen the end of Silicon Valley. Just fast forward like 30 seconds. Zero success for anyone.
I love it. Well, not true.
So, okay, not necessarily true, but you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, for everything that where they almost got there, every single season – they just never got there.
Yeah. And always something like they'll fuck up like midway through a season and have that slight win right at the end.
Yep.
And this is like the complete like spin on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it. I think it's very fitting for the show.
Yeah.
I just think it's one of those things where you kind of wanted them to have all the success in the world.
Yes.
It's more fitting that they didn't. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So good.
Don't get me wrong. They all did very well for themselves compared to where they all were at the start of the series, but still not where they could have been.
No.
Anyway, they could have been the Gavin Belsons of the future.
They could have been. They could have been. Showtime also makes some absolutely fantastic shows.
Showtime does.
Yeah, so I guess between those two.
Showtime?
Oh, AMC. They're your three big players,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, Channel 10. But that's another one.
Channel 9.
Bachelor.
What else? Married at First Sight.
Yeah. The
MasterChef.
I feel like most... I may have said this on the show before, but I feel like most of the normal networks now pretty much just make reality TV.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's so fucking cheap.
Yeah, because you don't have to pay anyone.
Well, you do. You have to pay like the people who are in there, but you have to pay them like a standard minimum wage.
Okay.
Which is like, I don't know.
Like Australian minimum wage or American minimum wage?
No, Australian.
Oh, okay. So like, not too bad.
Not too bad.
$7 an hour.
At least. But because you have a look at an episode of like, I don't know, even Arrow or something like that costs like $2 million an episode.
No, it doesn't.
Fucking, you want to bet?
Okay, maybe.
Like it's, I know it sounds ridiculous.
It does.
Because those shows don't look like they cost that fucking much. But yeah, they genuinely do. They cost a small fortune to produce, and especially when you look at the fucking Flash or
Supergirl.
So, yeah, Supergirl.
Supergirl, it's all about hairstyling.
Fucking the shit is hairstyling.
They spend so much money on hairstyling.
I heard a rumor that was going to canceled.
Supergirl?
Yeah.
That'll never get canceled.
Yeah, it's true. It's too...
It's going to go with... It's too progressive.
Yes, it is. Way too...
And...
You like, give me a look. I'm like, don't say anything else.
You just shut up right now.
I have actually got a chance to watch TV shows.
Yeah, okay.
And there's one TV show that I'm never giving up on.
Yeah.
And it's The Walking Dead. And I watched it, right?
Right.
And this current season is actually really banging.
Okay.
Because it's all about the Whisperers. And if you read the comics, you know the Whisperers are fucking mint. And it ended, the season finished on the second last episode because of COVID-19.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, fuck, it ended on the shittest like note because it's kind of like, you can, you know, an episode build up to a bigger build up.
Yeah.
That's how it ended.
So did it end before just before the season finale or two before the season finale?
So the next episode to come out is the season finale.
Oh my God.
Fuck, it is the most frustrating thing I have experienced in my TV watching life.
So is that, I feel like I would have heard more outrage. I don't know why I haven't.
Well,
I know, I do know.
Yeah, because no one's watching.
Exactly.
It. Yeah.
All right.
And you know what I also learned is that Michonne is gone. She left the show.
Okay.
And her
Michonne.
Michonne. Doesn't work, but.
No, it doesn't.
Gave it a go. Her episode was absolutely dog shit for a send off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened? She's like, peace out. I'm gone.
Pretty much.
I'm Ruby Rose in this bitch.
Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah, gone. Catch her.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Did the bit they brought Maggie back, right? Is that right?
No, Maggie comes back in the last episode.
Oh. Will she ever come back?
Who knows?
Will they bother coming back after all this drama?
You would think so. Yeah, well, they've shot it. Like,
then why not release it?
I did read something that all the production is like too hard to do it separately. And it's like, fuck off.
Like post-production stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
What post-production is there?
Oh, like reshoots. There's no CG ideas like
to fucking put in this episode, mate.
Yeah, true.
Anyway.
What a fall from grace The Walking Dead actually has had.
Yeah. Like, I saw an article the other day, and it was from a fairly reputable source. Like, we'll say it's like from Variety or something like that.
The Hollywood Reporter.
The Hollywood Reporter. Something better than comicbookmovie.com or, you know, whatever.
Cosmic Book
News. Cosmic Book News.
Fuck. We've got this covered.
Exactly. You know all the good ones.
Yeah.
We're just listing off top-notch journalism.
Absolutely.
But it was an article that basically read, what was the season that you stopped watching The Walking Dead? And it was just an article based on kind of where different people have experienced where they stopped watching.
Yeah,
because
right.
practically everyone has stopped watching. Because they were getting like 10 million people an episode.
Absolutely. That was a huge show. It was
absolutely fucking massive in its earlier days. And then those numbers just kept dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. To the point that, and you know, I might be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure Supergirl was getting higher numbers as a show than some of the episodes of Walking Dead.
But you know what? Supergirl does get a lot of watches for what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. I think I know it's the most popular superhero show on TV.
That can't be true.
It is.
Can't be true.
It is.
I refuse to believe it.
Believe it.
All right, fine.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We have to get into the Snyder Cut talk.
Oh, yeah. So, okay.
At some point.
The Snyder Cut talk.
Snyder Cut part two.
Part two.
To Snyder two cut.
So, look.
Good one.
Fucking top-notch comedy. Okay. So, the Snyder Cut is going to be a 4-ish plus hour movie.
Yep.
Now, there's also talk that it's going to be a 6-part series.
Yes.
Now.
We spoke briefly about
it. Yeah, but we didn't go too much into this.
Didn't get too much into it.
I love the idea of this being a 6-part series. But if you fucking
do
like-
you?
But think of this. Think of the fucking absolute stupidity of this at the end of the day.
Yeah.
How much did Justice League cost to make? Like $300 million.
No, it was like $500
million. Was it $500 million?
When you look at the marketing and okay. go back and do reshoots and,
yeah.
and all that sort of stuff.
And let's say they're going to add on another 30, which yep. might turn out to be maybe 50 in the end.
Sure.
With marketing and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a $550 million 6-part TV series.
I know.
Fucking hell.
With like a...
And I know I'm messing the numbers up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But if you think of that, that's insane.
It's crazy. Almost $100 million an episode.
Fuck.
What is this, Game of Thrones?
Times 100?
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. When you think about it like that, because while, yes, we do have a 1-hour-and-58-minute theatrical cut of Justice League out there, it's not very good, is it? So it doesn't really matter. So if you're going to bring out this 6-part series, the one that apparently the world wants, right, or like 13 nerds, but you're going to bring this out and, yeah, basically all your money is just invested in this being successful because the other one wasn't. Like it might have done 880 million, something like that.
Like it broke. It made money.
That's where they're up in the air about whether it did because they were banking on it making a billion.
Yeah.
And it didn't. So is that technically a loss when you look at how much they had to spend doing, you know, like, because the movie itself was $300 million. That was the budget for Justice League
yes.
initially. And then it was almost doubled by the time they bring in reshoots and all that sort of stuff. Then you add the marketing on top of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're talking about somewhere near $1 billion for it to be profitable and it made $880.
Whoa.
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 880 million. So I guess my point is, yes, they are putting, they've invested a lot of money into this 6-part TV series.
I think it'll be a hit. I mean, like people will only sign up to HBO and you know, they're all going to quit after that first week.
Okay. Well, here's, yes.
Because think of the Mandalorian effect on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
People actually held out to all the episodes of the Mandalorian came out. Signed up for that one free week, then fucked it off.
Well, and see, and that's basically all you can, like, you know, if you are going to be a streaming company, you have to have some sort of, like, free trial period.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of, it doesn't matter who you are, every single one of them has it. Disney had it, Apple TV Plus has it, all of them, right? So HBO has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that, yes, people will, especially if they release it as a 4-hour movie, People will jump on, watch that four-hour movie. Someone's going to rip it. It's going to end up on the internet.
Oh, absolutely.
And then we're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's going to be hard for them to recoup their money because for every person – here's what I will say positive about the Snyder Cut, right? Is that for every person that wants to see it, there's another person that doesn't but will still watch it just to see whether it's good or not.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but the thing is, you have to also think of this in another point of view. They're not paying $500 million for this TV show. They're only paying $30 million.
Sure.
Because they're rehashing something that previously has been shot, is being kind of, you know, half done.
Speaking of previously, do you think if they do it as a 6-part series, they'll have a previously on Justice League?
Sweet. Oh, that'll be amazing. That'd be so if they good. Did.
Yeah. And a recap.
Yeah.
I'd love it.
But
continue.
Yeah, so like I don't think the risk is as big as maybe what you're trying to portray it as, you fake news motherfucker. I think it's more so they're seeing it more like this is a $30 million investment.
Yeah.
And if we got 30 fucking thousand people, well, it would be a lot more than that, let's be honest. Let's say 30 million people sign up to this.
Absolutely.
That's a win. Because I guess investors and things like that will look at it differently. Like, yeah, all these people are watching it for free, but we've got 30 million people interested in our product.
Look, I get it, but I don't think they'll get anywhere near 30 million, right?
Of course.
But one thing you can't get with streaming services is repeat viewings, right? So you can only get the one sign up.
Yeah.
It's not like people are going to sign up to multiple accounts so they can watch it all on, you know, different TVs or whatever.
Yeah.
So you're only ever going to get that one. And I think the drop-off, once they've all seen it, like you said, will be heaps.
Mm.
So whether they're going to actually, you know, they might make quite a bit initially, and then that'll all just fizzle out and drop off. So I don't see it being like a long-run successful sort of venture for them, but I certainly think it's a good enough thing to get people initially invested into their streaming service. So they might get a bunch of people out and they'll be like, oh shit, yeah, I will watch Game of Thrones again, or fucking, hey, Curb Your Enthusiasm's on here, all 10 seasons. So, you know, it might work.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Mm.
Well, we won't see here.
But are you keen for the episode, like it being broken into 6 episodes?
Not really.
You know, because if you think of it, like it's almost like one episode per character.
Yeah. Well, okay, if they did it, if they made it like a sitcom.
Oh, yeah.
Like if they just rearranged the whole thing.
And put a laugh track on it.
Yeah. Just make it the Big Bang Theory of the DC universe.
I'll be down for that.
No, but I think it would be, because it's supposed to run cohesively and continuously as a 4-hour long movie, right? I think if they were to release it as 6 individual episodes over 6 weeks, I think it'd take too much away from it.
Yeah, they'd have to drop it all at once.
And I don't know if they would do that again to avoid things like people just signing up initially and then immediately canceling it when their free trial's up. So I think if they're smart, they'll do it as a 6-parter over 6 weeks. But I think that's probably the worst possible way as a viewer to watch what is supposed to be a movie and not a series.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something that I've never seen done before.
Yeah.
So if they do it in a 6-parter, I'll be keen, but I'll be pretty optimistic if it would turn out with a decent flow.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You don't want it to be a stop start. Oh, that was just good and now it's done.
Yeah, and I guess if they know going in, right, if they know that that's how they're going to do it as Zack Snyder goes to the editing room to cut this down, right, because he doesn't have to cut it down if it's a 4-hour movie. He's got the 4 hours worth of footage. He just needs to polish it and it's done, right? But if he goes in knowing that he's got to turn this 4-hour movie into 6 episodes, he can find the best way to edit it, you know, to make it flow cohesively.
Yeah.
But I just think, like, once you take that week break, you know, and it's not technically a series, and there are no previously on Justice League recaps.
That's it.
I think it makes it a bit hard.
Absolutely, and you lose attention.
Yeah.
So whatever, like, emotive you're building into a scene or something like that, it's gone.
And you'll have, like, you know, you might have your first act, you know, over two episodes, and your second act over two episodes, and your third and final act over the last two. And that would be the same for any six episode series, mini series. But it just, like, I can't see it. I just can't see it flowing.
Well, you watch a lot of British TV, and they do very short seasons.
I do, sir.
Oh,
I'm very, very refined.
You are, and sophisticated. Cultured AF by watching Sherlock and Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Yeah.
But like, how does that work? Because they do, what, three or four episode seasons?
Maybe four.
Yeah.
And each episode's about an hour and a half, but each episode is a self-contained episode with an overarching story over, say, the four episodes. Okay. So there might be something that, you know, they're building to.
Yeah.
But for the most part, like if you look at Sherlock, Sherlock's a prime example because each episode is a different mystery with the overarching plot.
Okay.
Right? So that kind of works. You don't necessarily have that when you're chopping a four-hour-long movie into six separate parts.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But they can't really release it. Like, financially, it doesn't make sense for them to just go, fucking, here's a four-hour movie, you guys. Get into it. Sign up for your seven-day free trial, then fuck off. You know what I mean? Because that's what will happen.
Oh, so, absolutely.
I don't know.
I want the four-hour movie.
I want the four-hour movie. That's what I prefer.
I'll take a day off work.
Mate.
I'll take a week off work and just watch it every day on my 7-day free trial.
Well, for all my like hatred, which I mentioned in the last episode, never so much focused on the movie itself, but more so focused on the fans that have been so like self-righteous, right? And so, you know, kind of greedy and kind of, you know, demanding and all this sort of stuff. Like, we are the most important people in the world. Give us what we want.
It's almost like they're Sonic the Hedgehog fans as well.
Different.
Uh-huh.
Different, though, because they got what they wanted quickly and I didn't have to hear about it for 2 years.
Touché.
Yeah.
Touché.
So I hold out hope for the movie, right? And, you know, as I mentioned last week, I don't hold out a lot of hope. I feel like it's an ultimate edition waiting to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to fail by any stretch of the imagination. But I know what's coming after it.
Oh, yeah.
If it is good, I'm off the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Forever. You just like delete your Twitter account.
No, I did everything. Yeah. All gone. No more social media. I threw my laptop out the window. All done.
Back to reading books.
Yeah, back to reading
books. You go to the library, rent a book, and you find some Snyder Cut fan is in there, just graffitiing in there.
It's like I go back to the, you know, the Encyclopedia Britannica to get my learning. Old people Google, basically.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's the new edition with the Snyder Cut in there.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
But it's going to be a fucking nightmare.
It'll be amazing.
Either way, I feel like. It is a lose-lose scenario. Yeah,
nothing good comes from this.
Nothing good comes from it other than people getting to see, you know, the four-hour movie as Zack Snyder wanted it to be shown.
Yeah, it's either it comes out and it's great and people are like, I fucking told you so, or it's shit and it's I told you so.
So yeah. Either way.
You're going to get told.
Comicbookmovie.com is going to be running with stories from now
until
it's released, until it's done. And it'll be like, you know, as soon as it's over, it's like, you know, seven things that sucked about the Snyder Cut and two things that were good.
Or,
you know, and stuff like that. Or the opposite.
You know what will happen? There's a Snyder Cut R-rated edition.
Oh. It's like, that's not even my final form.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't even know what the next year of my life is going to be like, but I know it's going to suck.
Hey, hopefully it's full of Green Lanterns and Martian Manhunter, and that's all that matters.
And more of goddamn J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon.
Please.
We got fuck all.
And I want to see him with his guns out. And I don't mean his pistols. I want to see those fucking jacked ass arms.
Yeah.
Because he worked out hard for that role.
He worked out hard for that role, and he got stuck in a trench coat for a scene.
Oh, you'd be fucking pissed.
Like, honestly, And I feel like that's probably the best part, and I know we're going to wrap it up, but I feel like that's probably the best part to come out of this whole thing, is seeing there are a lot of shit about people's backstories, and you touched on it last week, you know, with the Flash and Cyborg and stuff like that we have not gotten to see. And so these people sort of coming in kind of made little to fuck all sense.
Yeah.
Especially Cyborg, whose story was very quickly fucking, you know, passed over. So it's kind of good in the sense that we'll get to see that. And I think getting to see more and more of these characters and their development will be better, be beneficial. And Zack Snyder's got a lovely fucking style, doesn't he? Might not be able to tell a story.
But fuck, it looks pretty.
But fuck, he can paint a beautiful picture. And that's all we can hope for in this world of COVID-19.
Substance is nothing as long as it looks good.
As long as it looks pretty. It's 2020.
That's it.
Have you been on Instagram? That's all it's about.
That's it. That movie is, well, Zack Snyder is like the epitome of Instagram. Isn't it fucking ironic that he doesn't use it? World.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he probably does. But like, you know how he's only on, oh no, maybe he doesn't use it. Cause I think he's only, oh no, he's got Twitter too.
He does have a Twitter, I think.
Why does he? He needs to be like one of those Instagram bitches.
He loves that Vero shit because he's kind of, he's made it his.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Like, you know, I can just drip feed these people, like, you know.
And Vero goes down every time I do.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm.
He's the only person on Vero making mad bank off each individual post.
Yeah, true.
You know, there's like, and super quick, but this is just something that I heard. And while we're talking about this, you know, there are TikTokers that are making like $79,000 US per video.
What?
Per like 17 second
how
video.
Do they, how do you? Oh,
I don't even fucking.
That's next week's episode.
Next week's episode. Yeah. Fuck TikTok.
Yeah. Fuck TikTok. That'll be the title.
That'll be it. Yeah. Do we have a question this week? Probably not.
Should Zack Snyder become a Instagram thought? Let us know in the comments on social media. The links are in the show notes. Yeah. Yeah. That's it for this week. I'm Cade.
I'm Troy.
And this has been Great Mates.
Peace.
I'm going to get it with my left hand.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.